The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Well, I have the commemoration of a pivotal battle in Sweden's history.
I have the first development of something that will probably kill us all. Good morning, cheery.
Good morning.
Game fight.
Hello, it's the 6th of November and welcome to Date Fight. It's the podcast where we work out through a series of rather weak arguments what the most important thing that happened on this date in history was.
I'm Nat Tapley, he's Jake Yap, and together we make up a date fighting team in which we each pick two things of monumental significance and watch them fight as if they were roosters out the back of a garage.
Have you ever seen that?
I don't know.
It was very vivid. It was very good. After each round, we'll be deciding between ourselves which of these facts is dominant, which cock has made it to see another garage, and then it will all sort of get a bit messy and ugly.
Well, that sounds very exciting.
Doesn't
so
it?
Without further ado, let's get on with the date fighting.
Round one!
Okay, well, you went first last time.
Yes, I did.
So I'm going to go first this time.
Okay.
Let me take you back to 1632.
I'm back there.
It's the 6th of November.
Yeah.
Or the 16th, Chilly. Depending on what calendar system you're using.
Regular listeners will be aware of the difference between the Gregorian and the Julian calendars.
I am not enjoying that aspect of history one jot. Anyway, there's a massive battle in Lützen. It's part of the 30 Years' War, and there were very heavy losses on both sides. The battle, though, was a Protestant victory.
Who were on the two sides? Do we know?
Yeah, sure. It was the Protestants and the other ones.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You know, the pro-Habsburgs.
Okay.
So the Protestants won, but at a terrible cost.
Oh,
a terrible cost. The death of the Swedish king, Gustavus Adolphus.
He was about to come up in our Death Day section.
Was he?
Yes.
That's weird. So he got shot.
Yeah.
And it was very sad.
Mm.
But on the upside, it led to the invention of a new cake.
Which was?
The commemorative cake of Gustavus Adolphus pastries.
Ooh.
Which is basically, as far as I can tell, one person described it as pastry anarchy because you can basically have whatever the heck cake you want.
Yeah.
Don't
and
even
let's
worry
say an eclair.
About it. What cake do you want?
Eclair.
Yeah, you can have an eclair.
Yeah.
As long as you have hewn the face of Gustavus Adolphus out of chocolate or marzipan.
Right.
Depending on chocolate proclivities and allergies. And stuck it on the top. Then it becomes a Gustavus Adolphus cake.
Does it
as long as you're eating it on the 6th of November.
Does it have to be a cake?
It
Could
has
you
to be
have
a cake.
Gustavus Adolphus spaghetti?
I mean,
in which I make a big Gustavus Adolphus beard.
I feel
out
like
of
it's
spaghetti.
A very loose interpretation. Anyway, this tradition started on the 6th of November in 1928.
So it actually took a long time.
It was a very long period
years.
Of mourning.
Right.
Like, best part of 300 years.
Yeah.
So there.
Yeah, we've just got over it and just realised what he really would have wanted.
What he would
was
have wanted.
A cake in his face.
If you were going to have a commemorative cake, what would you have?
I would have a scone.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a bit dry, mate.
Yeah, I know. Appropriately enough.
I'd have a banana cake.
A banana. Oh, look at you, squashy.
I love a banana cake.
In the freezer. That's you. Suitable for... Freezing.
Did you see my banana cake in the freezer? Really?
I did.
Okay, fine. It was really weird otherwise. That was bizarre. All right, that's what I've got. What do you got?
I have... what do I have? Oh, I have the fact that plutonium was first made at the factory that was making it in order to drop it on people.
Wow.
In 1944.
Crikles.
So plutonium itself hadn't been synthesized until 1940. But weapons-grade plutonium, which is the thing you hear about in films.
Yes.
Which I don't know what that means. Probably better plutonium.
More
explosive.
Stronger. It's sort of...
It's the most manly plutonium you can get.
It's very, very sour.
Yeah. Plutonium. For men.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's man got nine size. Blades. So that was first synthesized and then dropped on Nagasaki. Yeah. So that is my choice for the most exciting thing of the day because it's probably going to end all of our existence.
Oh, I see. Is that what you think?
Well, either that or the heat death of the universe. Because we're like lice, aren't we? We're like vermin. It's going to scuttle around the universe destroying planets until eventually it's going to take entropy to get rid of us.
I'm claiming this round.
Yours is certainly the jolly like of the two.
Entropy and heat death. I'm like, cake!
Yeah, cake wins.
Cake wins, I think.
Cake wins.
My first point, my inaugural point. Fantastic. Have Before we point. Go into round two, let's have the birthdays and death days.
Birthdays! Happy birthday to Agrippina the Younger, Empress of Rome.
Yeah. Like what, two and a half thousand years young?
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Let me
Something
find
like
out.
That. Oh, no, don't worry about it. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
1,900 years, I'm guessing.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
That's fine. Okay. Happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to Adolf Sax. He only invented the saxophone.
I've got three of them and I'm not a fan.
Well, all right. No happy birthday to Adolf Sax.
Yeah.
We're glad you're dead and your terrible instrument rusts on Jake's shelf.
What I'll say is it's very easy to play compared to the clarinet, isn't it?
Yeah. You don't need any sort of embouchure at all, you idiots.
All right. Did the heat death get to you or something?
Indeed. And also, happy birthday to Conchita Wurst, winner of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Fabulous.
I think used one of Adolf Sax's inventions.
Products.
In a winning song.
Really?
No, she didn't use it herself, but presumably there's a backing band with a really synthesized saxophone in it.
That's tenuous. How are you going to tie in Agrippa or whatever her name was?
Without her, Conchita would not have been inspired to write the song, which was cool.
Viva La Diva was someone else, wasn't it? That was Dana International. I don't know, but Conchita Wurst was brilliant.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a precursor to...
It was the best of times.
Yeah. How do you feel about... that's stupendous. I wanted to move on, but then I didn't.
Sorry.
How do you feel about RuPaul's Drag Race?
I haven't yet had a chance to really sit down and get involved in RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
So I'm going to withhold comment.
I'm not feeling it.
You're not?
I'm not.
Is it just the UK version you're not feeling, or is it...
I haven't seen the US version, I have to say, but it feels... Forced? I gotta say, somewhat excluding of women.
Oh...
Some might say you're sort of just parading these rather grotesque caricatures of women.
Some might.
I don't want to be contentious. But sure, let me know what a terrible pig I am. It's at Jake Yap on Twitter. Or if you want to secretly message Nat and tell him what a pig I am.
I would love to hear
that. It's at Nat, right?
At Nat, that's right.
N-A-T-T.
Happy Death Day too, as you've already heard, Gustavus Adolphus of Sweden. He was the king who invented Sweden.
I didn't
happy
know
death
that.
Day, well, he wasn't really, he just made it decent. They were rubbish before.
Okay. Right.
Also, happy Death Day to Hildebrand.
Wow.
The actress responsible Oh, she's Nana Moon in EastEnders. Of course she is. Nana Moon, Hildebrand.
Of course.
Dead. Sad. and Clive Dunn. I really got to tell. Yeah.
Clive
Dunn. He was much younger than he looked. But not so young that he's still alive. He is now dead.
Clive Dunn. Margaret Abham. Yeah. He famously said. Off stage and on. Well, with those firmly put to bed.
Yes.
Let's press on.
Round two.
Okay, it's your... it's my turn to go first, isn't it?
Hang on.
It is my turn to go first. 2018.
Mm. What? Hang on.
Wait, what?
This time last
Still
year.
History, mate. Still history. All right.
What were you doing? What were you doing
in 2018?
Yeah, on the 6th of November.
I was probably finishing a series for Dave on UK television.
Well, we can chart the downward slope of your career over one year.
Absolute nosedive. Anyway, Great Britain's Prince Charles, do you know him? Describes slavery as... shall I do the voice?
Is it the voice, of course.
An indelible stain.
But stops short of an apology in a speech in Accra, Ghana. Yeah, an indelible stain.
I mean, I don't imagine he's done
much...
We're
not going to attempt to expunge with an apology.
I don't imagine that he's done much laundry anyway in his life. It doesn't feel like someone who's aware of what sort of stains are or aren't indelible.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't that long ago that there was the 60th anniversary of Requiem and Prince Philip. And everyone was just saying, fantastic how they've, you know, that marriage, what an amazing marriage. I was like, they've never had to load a dishwasher.
Precisely.
And that will destroy any marriage.
Yeah. They never had to
Why have you put the plates on the top? And that's, look, the mug will just fill with water.
They never had to...
Do you understand gravity? So basic.
They've never had to tag team putting a child to bed.
Nope.
Getting each more ratty every time they go up.
Yeah, no.
Probably your turn this time. No, I'll go again.
No, I don't feel it is.
Fine.
Well, you went out drinking with all your friends, didn't you, last night, leaving me to do everything. So
I think I'm done till July.
Yeah, I think that's a fair trade. The interest rate on time spent out having fun is quite high. Good.
Sorry, you were saying.
You've got then.
Oh, no, I was saying.
Well, that was it, really. I've done my slavery chat for today. Doubtless there's more tomorrow.
Yeah, give him a drink and there's loads more. He doesn't stop. How do we get back to?
Yeah, but though. No, absolutely not.
Mine is the Magna Carta's younger sister, the Charter of the Forest.
Oh.
So in 1215, King John signed the Magna Carta. But 2 years later, once he was dead, they had another charter that went with it called the Charter of the Forest, which rather than saying you get trial by jury and police can't arrest you, said exciting things like you can go for walks in the forest and kill a deer if you like.
Oh.
So actually this one gave most people more things they could do because William the Conqueror had said, you know all that land that's lying around with trees in?
Mine.
Yeah, that's right, mine. Forest, that's called forest. And the only people who's land in the forest is kings. Kings can go in the forest, everyone else can't. Ha,
really?
Ha, ha. Yeah.
Wow.
So then a couple of hundred years later, because that was quite unpopular, Henry III said, you know what, we'll have a charter of the forest, so you can go and take your own deer and pick up some sticks and live in the forest, if you like.
Wow. Has that been revoked?
No, it's still, charter of the forest, I think, is still in force.
Really?
Yeah.
So I could go and live in the woods?
If you own the woods.
Ah.
Because the thing was, even if you owned land in the woods, they still belonged to the king.
Oh, I see. Before that,
it was like, oh, you live in the forest. Yeah, no, that's tough for you. You still...
Oh, okay. Like,
I own everything. Is there a deer walking across your back garden you'd like to eat it? Can't do it. It's mine.
Oh, I see.
In fact, forest could also at that point refer to heathland, wetland, moorland, any land that just the king had.
Wow. I did not know that.
But this, the Charter of the Forest, gave freedom to all freeborn Englishmen, not women, obviously, not people from anywhere else, not children, but... You and I would have had a great charter day on the 6th of November, 1217.
Wow. Yeah. Venison for all.
Yeah. Henry III, of course, got rid of our only French king.
Did he?
Yeah, because Prince Louis, who was actually King Louis of England, briefly, in 1217.
Now,
I'm the king of the...
Who could forget? He was one of the best kings ever.
Yeah, and Henry III beat him in a street battle in London in 1217. Yeah. He defeated that orangutan by chasing him through the streets of London.
So was he Baloo then, Henry III?
Essentially. No, who does chase the... It's Bagheera, isn't it? Bagheera.
Yeah.
Henry III is Bagheera.
Right.
King Louis is King Louis.
I am finally getting a handle on royal
on 1217. That most elusive of years.
Amazing. Well, I think yours, that absolutely wins hands
really?
Down for me. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. That was brilliant.
You. Lovely.
I really enjoyed that.
3-1.
Free one. Good. So concludes November the 6th.
November the 6th, the second one we've done.
The second podcast we've ever done. Do us a favour and subscribe and share. I know yes, everyone tells you to do that, but it does make a massive difference to how much crying we get done every night. So if you could do that, that would be brilliant.
Review, rating, putting ratings.
That's super gold. Yeah, that's A star plus.
I'm not saying if you're listening to yesterday's podcast, that's good money.
That's good money.
And if you haven't listened to yesterday's podcast, listen to yesterday's podcast.
Yeah.
And then
rate that one as well.
Yeah, that would be really, really great.
But as always, history never ends, and neither will this podcast. This is episode 2 of 9,500. Yeah. So we'll be back tomorrow for November the 7th. Date fight! Wallop!
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.